Rowan Connolly back in the SEN studios, of course. Rowan, we touched on Melbourne's great win in Elizabeth yesterday against Port Adelaide, and it's great to catch up with Jack Grimes inside the Demons camp. G'day, Jack.
Hey, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, we're going really well, particularly the second half yesterday. It was some pretty slick footy. 11 goals to 4. Must have been a nice trip home.
Yeah, it was. Always good coming home on the flight after a win, but yeah, we felt like we started the game okay, and we felt like they were just sort of getting a lot of goals out the back on us, which was which obviously costing us. But Goody kept us really calm when we came in at quarter time and half time, and then we were wrapped with our second half and felt like it really came together for us.
I reckon if you sum up the four quarters, Jack, the thing probably impressed me most about you guys was the better balance between offence and defence. I hate saying defence, but there you go. Roosie's been big on sort of, you know, shoring up the defensive qualities, but it looks like you've found a bit more sort of run and gun and, exciting sort of flair-type football as well now.
Yeah, Goody definitely has tried to add a little bit of that. When we get the opportunity to really try to, go at the opposition and put them under pressure, but I mean, the main focus for yesterday and what it has been over the pre-season has still been the contested ball stuff and all the, around the contest and getting that right. We feel like it's really good in that area that your offence sort of naturally flows because you're often turning the ball over in your forward half and it looks like that offensively you're going a lot quicker, but I think it's just that you're probably just getting better looks as well. So it was good that I think we got that right most of the game, the inside contested ball stuff, and you can definitely see the offence wasn't there.
And just looking at those contested numbers too, 135 to 105, so you've given them a bit of a spanking, and they had a pretty strong lineup in, didn't they? I'm just thinking off the top of my head, they didn't have too many of their first choice midfielders missing, did they?
No, I don't think so, but that was, like I said, that was the real focus for us. We obviously, you learn a lot over the pre-season, a few different things come up, but he wanted us to go into the game with a really simple focus of just around the contest and to really get that right first. Because, you can have all the plans in the world, but if you don't win the ball around the contest, then not much else works. So, it was really good that we had those sort of numbers first up, but we obviously know that that's been the issue. We need to make that a consistent, thing for us and keep it at the forefront of their mind week in, week out.
Jack, you clearly built the depth. Ben Kennedy plays yesterday, Thomas Bug from GWS, Clayton Oliver, of course, the number four draft pick. What are the new guys brought to the team to complement what you've already got? And obviously, you look down that list and, there's going to be some real good competition for spots.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the main thing they've brought is we've got a lot of competition for a number of different roles, and you look over the ground and there's not that many, certainties anymore. And that's been the greatest thing. We spoke about that going into selection for even the first NAB Cup where you're allowed to pick a lot more, that there's still some guys that were pretty stiff to miss out. And we just haven't had that over the last few years, as you know. It's just sort of haven't had enough of the competition for spots to guys to really have to, really have to earn their way into the team and really have to be performing week in, week out to keep that spot. So, we're hoping that, obviously, we're only one game and they've cup in, but we're hoping that that keeps building as the games roll on, that a lot more guys are putting their hand up and those new guys that you spoke about are doing that already. So it does definitely put pressure on guys that probably haven't had a lot of pressure on them in the last couple of years.
What about Max Gawn, Jack? He obviously huge strides taken by him last year, but I thought he was terrific again yesterday, and I did hear during the call, I must have missed this when it happened, but he was talking about wanting to be the number one ruckman in the league. So he's clearly sort of found the confidence switch, hasn't he?
Yeah, big Gawny Swine. He had a great pre-season. I don't think he missed a session, the big fella. And it's amazing how much that's helped him just with his fitness and being able to get around the ground. But I've just noticed a huge shift in his confidence in that, any high ball that's in his area, he just looks like he's going to clunk it. And in the ruck, he's been really dominating, the hit-outs. But with the other guys around, like Jake Spencer and a couple of young guys that are in Mitch King and Max King, other ruckmen that have sort of been, pushing him along, it's been really good that even with Mark Jamar gone, there's still been that competition for Big Max as well. And But he's really just taking his stride. He's in the best marking form I've seen him in his career, but he's still getting it done around the ruck contest too.
Do you reckon he's got a bit to answer for on the facial hair front? There were so many monster beards running around in that game. I thought I was watching Deliverance and not a NAB Challenge footy match.
Yeah, the thing with Gorney, though, as soon as the beard becomes mainstream, you'll get rid of it. He's a
big fella. But we're talking to Jack Grimes from the Demons at 20-1 here on Sunday Sports Central. 15-5-95 the Demons yesterday. Port Adelaide won Super Goal 10-7-76 out there at Elizabeth, of course, the heartland of Central Districts, north of Adelaide. We talk about, Jack, you know, winning becoming a habit. Is this the best feeling that you've had for a long time about the group and what it can do at Melbourne? You've been through the hard times, the rebuild, Paul Roos in his final year. Is this the best feeling that you've had that, gee, we can really take some big strides this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone after pre-season says that it's been the best pre-season and all that sort of stuff, but it really does feel like the best feeling in terms of, I guess, more on what I spoke about before in terms of competition spots. It's definitely the hottest that's been since I've been in the club, and a lot more guys, like I said before, don't have their spots sewn up, which is a really good thing and really good for our culture, I think. And so in that sense, definitely the best I've felt going into a season for the group, and it keeps a lot of guys on edge, and which is great. So, but the feeling around the place as well, like Goody's brought a real different feel. Obviously, he's not long out of the game, and he has been trying to work on the real contested stuff for us, but also to try to work on that offensive square side for us as well to really challenge the opposition too. So it's been good that we've been able to work on a few different things that we probably haven't with defence sort of being more of the focus the last couple of years, that we'll hopefully start seeing pretty early on in games and really be able to take it to the opposition. But it is a great feeling around the place, but we're just sort of keen for the games to get going and to keep trying a few different things in the Dub Cup and then get to the real stuff.
And that confidence and enthusiasm just sort of feeds off itself, doesn't it? For blokes like yourself, I mean, as good as it is to have an AFL career, it's been a real hard slog in terms of performance. So, you must personally feel really refreshed, do you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's a few guys that have been around the place for a while that haven't, obviously been through some tough times, but it is great. There's so much young enthusiasm and there's no talk as well of the past, which has been great. Like, it sort of feels like we've really moved on, and no one keeps talking about the old Melbourne and this and that, and it's just really good to just focus on what we're doing this year and the current group, because there's been such a turnover of players and coaches and that sort of thing since that era. So it's great that it seems like that talk stopped, and we never talk about it obviously around the club. It's just about moving forward and what our brand's going to be moving forward, and how we can, start building that now. So that's the exciting part.
Jack, any news as we let you go on Angus Brayshaw? That was obviously the slight negative, obviously, in the very early part of that game yesterday, how his knee is.
Yeah, poor Gussie. It looks like it's going to be a slight medial for him, but he still hasn't had scans. I think he's getting scans first thing tomorrow. So okay. I think we'll know a bit more then. But I think at this stage they're thinking probably, a couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be right for the start of the season. But I guess I'll wait for the scans and hopefully it comes back not too bad. But, I mean, he's had a great pre-season, Gus, so it's sad to see him go down, especially the first 5 seconds of the game. But, hopefully he doesn't miss too much.
Yeah, no doubt, pivotal player. Good on you, Jack. Well done, and good luck in the continued build-up to round one.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.